University of Winnipeg, this is CKUW 95.9 FM, Campus Community Radio.
CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Hey there! The time is 2 p.m. and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, here to play you 2 hours of folk and roots music. I hope you can keep the dial tuned to 95.9 FM. We'll begin the show this week with one from Purna Das Baul. He's an Indian musician who plays in the Baul tradition. The Baul are a group of Bengali spiritual minstrels from many different sects who share our musical traditions. This one, Mr. Tambourine Man, is off the 2013 album From Another World, a tribute to Bob Dylan, which is a collection of interpretations of Dylan's songs from around the world. Purna Das became good friends with Dylan in 1967 when their manager took all their money and split during a tour of the United States, and Dylan's manager Albert Grossman hosted the band on the grounds of his home, where Dylan was also staying. He and his brother appear on the cover of Dylan's album John Wesley Harding from that same year.
Oh, peut trouver la porte. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Mais si tu dois partir, par contre,
mais si tu dois partir, va-t'en. Mais si tu dois partir, va-t'en. Sinon, tu dois rester là.
Tu sais, j'aurai des cauchemars et aussi mauvaise conscience si je t'empêchais de faire. Tu espères,
mais si tu dois partir, attends. Mais si tu dois partir, attends. Sinon, tu dois rester là.
Except I saw you be drenched to the bone. If your time to you is wasteful, then you better start swimming or you'll sink like stone. For the tide, they're changing. Comrades and critics who present with your pain, keep your eyes wide, the change will come again. Don't speak too soon, for the will still is pain. And there's no telling who this name is. For the loser, now will be later to win. For the tide, they're changing. Senators, congressmen, please hear the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hole. For he gets hurt, will be who has done. There's battle outside his region. It's so shaky, windows and rattle your wall. For the tide, they're changing. Mothers and fathers throughout the land, don't greet is what you can't stand. Your sons and your daughters are beyond your command. Your aura is rippling. Please get out a new way if you can't let your head. For the time they're changing. Is drawn, the curse is cast. Though I now will let her be fast. As present now will let her be past. The water is ripply fitting. And the first one now will let her be last for the time. For the time they're changing. For the time they'll be changing. For the time they're changing.
That was Kulu Leong with The Times They're a Changin'. That's off the 2020 EP Retrospectrum Bob Dylan, which was created in conjunction with a retrospective exhibition of the same name that presented a selection of his visual art, including paintings, sketches, and metal sculptures at the Today Art Museum in Beijing. Before that, we heard Fairport Convention with Si Tu Dois Partir. They're a folk rock band from London, England, that formed in the late 1960s and have remained active since then, except for 6 years in the early 1980s. That was from the 2018 compilation album, A Tree with Roots, Fairport Convention and Friends, and the songs of Bob Dylan. That song is known in English as If You Gotta Go, Go Now, and Dylan wrote it in 1964. To kick off the show, we heard Purna Das Bowl with Mr. Tambourine Man. We'll hear three more songs by Dylan now, this next one by Neil Jones, an American singer known as Singing Grandpa on social media. Dylan released this song, Blowin' in the Wind, on his 1963 album, The Freewheelin' Bob Dylan.
How many roads must a man walk down before they call him a man? How many seas must a white dove sail before she sleeps in the sand? How many times must the cannonballs fly before they're forever banned? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many years must a mountain exist before it's washed to the sea? How many years can some people exist before they're allowed to be free? How many times can a man turn his head and pretend that he just doesn't see? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. How many times must a man look up before he can see the sky? How many ears must one man have before he can hear people cry? How many deaths will it take till he knows that too many people have died? The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. The answer is blowing in the wind.
I'm bound off for the Bay of Mexico. Oh. What a good question. So I said, Washington's groovy. That's what I said. And it is. For Romans.
was Richie Havens with All Along the Watchtower. He was a musician from New York City and was the opening act at Woodstock. That's from the 1990 album Live at the Cellar Door. It's from Dylan's 1967 album John Wesley Harding. Before that, we heard Linda Mason with Farewell. That's from the 1964 album How Many Seas Must a White Dove Sail? Linda Mason sings Bob Dylan, which is quite possibly the first Bob Dylan cover album. Dylan recorded the song as a demo in 1963, and his version was only officially released in 2010. Before that, we heard the singing grandpa, Neil Jones, with Blowin' in the Wind. We'll hear one from Bob Dylan himself now. This is his version of Two Trains Running, which seems to be a Muddy Waters song, though Dylan is what we here at Barking Dog call ronking it, also known as honking the ronk. He clearly learned this one from his friend Dave Van Ronk, but does a good job of making it his own. This one was recorded in Montreal in July of
two trains running, and they're running. Well, I look down the road and I wonder, good Lord, I wonder, don't you know I wonder, boys, I look down the road and I wonder, just to see how far I wander from my home, my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord, friends, I look down. Oh my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord, good Lord, I wonder.
Oh my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord,
good Lord, I wonder.
Oh my Lord, Lord.
See how far I wander from my home, my Lord, Lord, home, my Lord, Lord. Boys, I buckle up my shoes and I started. Good Lord, I started.
Oh, my Lord, Lord, oh, my Lord,
oh, Lord, I started.
Oh, my Lord, Lord,
good God, I buckled up my shoes. Good God, I started.
Oh, my Lord, Lord.
See how far I wandered from my home, my Lord, Lord, oh my Lord, Lord, boys, I look down the road.
This is Alex Cohut, and you're listening to my favorite radio show. This is Barking Dog at Winnipeg, CKUW 95.9 FM, with your host, Juliana Young.
Tasted all the summer's pride till I He loves to sit and hear me sing, then laughing sports and plays with me, then stretches out my golden wing and mocks my loss of liberty.
We just heard Jeff Tweedy and Claire Rousey with How Sweet I Roamed. Tweedy is a musician, author, and producer from Illinois who's best known as a member of the bands Uncle Tupelo and Wilco. Rousey is a Canadian-American musician born in Winnipeg and based in California, known for using field recordings to create experimental musical compositions. That one's off the 2024 compilation album Transa, released by the Red Hot Organization to bring awareness to trans rights. The lyrics are a poem by William Blake, adapted into a song by Ed Sanders of The Fugs, and released on their first album, aptly titled The Fugs' First Album, in 1965. Before that, we heard the Golden Gate Quartet with I Looked Down the Road and I Wondered. They're a vocal quartet formed in Virginia by four high school students in 1934. They're still active today, but have undergone several changes in membership. That seems to be a little-known gospel song, also recorded by Reverend Gary Davis and Leon Redbone. The Golden Gate Quartet recorded it in October of 1939. Before that, we heard Bob Dylan with Two Trains Running. You're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW. I'm your host, Juliana Young, and we'll hear one now from the Tennessee folk singer Gary Green. This one, The Hammer, is off his 1977 album, Gary Green, Volume 1. These six strings neutralize the tools of oppression.
Well, a worker made the hammer after a boss man made the nail. Told the worker to drive it, he'd dock him if he failed. Well, the boss man invented wages, worker invented sweat. Mix them both together, wonder which the worker will get. Then the boss man invented promises to go along with the sweat. Then he gave the worker a dollar, wonder what that'll get. Well, the working man is hungry, boss man's getting fat. While the working man's back is aching, the boss man feeds his cat. Now the working man builds the product to make the boss man's wealth. The boss man's private profit for the worker's health. Together the workers made it, the boss man takes it away. The worker has to buy it, give him back his pay. Well, a worker invented a hammer after a boss man made the nail. Worker invented the union after a boss man invented the bill. Well, a worker invented the hammer after a boss man made the nail. Worker invented the union after a boss man invented hail.
These are not the times to take your friends for granted, to assume that they will always be there. They may not be. And if you wait until the next time to tell them that they are very special to you, you may wait until someone calls you and says that so-and-so's body was found beneath the bricks of a dynamited building, or so-and-so was blown like water from a fountain over a midnight highway, or so-and-so was shot while he slept. Therefore, it is hereby mandated by the poets and artists and musicians who are responsible for the spirit and soul of the revolution that when you finish this poem, you are to call your brothers and sisters and in your own way make them know that you love them. And because of their love, you have become more you. Let them know. 5 minutes from now, you may never have the opportunity.
Mamadou Djabate with Segu Blues. He's a Grammy-winning Malian kora player, now based in the United States, and he's the cousin of Toumani Djabate, another musician we've often played on the show. That's off his third album, Heritage, from 2006. Segu is a town in Mali. Before that, we heard Rosalie Sorrells with Revolutionary Mandate No. 1. She started out as a folk singer and collector of folk songs and left her husband in the 1960s to travel across America with her five children. That was from the 2008 album Strangers in Another Country. It was written by Julius Lester, an American writer, musician, and civil rights activist. Before that, we heard Gary Green with The Hammer. We'll hear one now from Pete Seeger, Brother Kirk, Big Bird, and the Sesame Street Kids from the 1974 album Pete Seeger and Brother Kirk Visit Sesame Street. This is a sea ballad called Sweet Rosie Anne, and it's likely from England from at least the mid-19th century.
This is an old sailor's song, and you can help out on it, even if you never heard it before. It has a nice chorus that says, bye-bye, 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 my Rosianna. Bye-bye, 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 and I won't be home tomorrow. Because the sailing boats used to come up to the cities. Cities here, cities there. Cities on rivers. Cities on oceans, on lakes. And the sailors would come and then they'd leave. So now you help us sing it. Oh, the ship is sailing around the bend. Bye-bye, my Rosianna. All loaded down with sailor men. And I won't be home tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye. 1778. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. A letter of mark came from the king to the scummiest vessel I've ever seen. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Oh, well, said Barrett, cried the town, how I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. For 20 brave men, all fishermen, who would make for him the Antelope's crew? God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope sloop was a sickening sight. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She'd a list to the port and her sails in rags, and the cook in the scuppers with the staggers and jags. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the king's birthday we put to sea. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. We were 91 days to Montego Bay, pumping like madmen all the way. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. On the 96th day we sailed again. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. When a bloody great Yankee hove in sight, with our cracked four-pounders we made to fight. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Yankee lay low down with gold. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. She was broad and fat and loose in stays, but to catch her took the Antelope 2 whole days. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. Then at length we stood 2 cables away. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Our cracked 4-pounders made an awful din, but with 1 fat ball the Yanks stove us in. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. The Antelope shook and pitched on her side. I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. Barrett was smashed like a bowl of eggs, and the main truck carried off both men eggs. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers. So here I lay in my 23rd year. How I wish I was in Sherbrooke now. It's been 6 years since we sailed away, and I just made Halifax yesterday. God damn them all. I was told we'd cruise the seas for American gold. We'd fire no guns, shed no tears. Now I'm a broken man on a Halifax pier, the last of Barrett's privateers.
I've gripped a dark and noon, and I've torn myself in two, and I've scraped my shovel through the fledgling seeds and turned my gaze on you. I've turned my gaze on you, and I've shaken with the darkest powers that'll reduce life to sand. where the little plants of hope and peace lie poisoned by my hand, lie poisoned by my hand. I climb up Wicker Hill, saddened by the scene. Dark islands in the bay lie still, sea is gray and mean. The sea is gray and mean. Well, the garden of my dreams is all filled up with weeds, and the little tears I don't pull out will surely pull out me, will surely pull out me. I climb up Wicker Hill, saddened by the scene. Dark islands in the bay lie still, sea is gray and mean. The sea is gray and mean. Become a sunset, a fiery banishment of blue. I fear I may be slipping to a silent bit of true, a silent bit of true. For I'll be the gloried birch tree out in the sunset yard. I'll be a pink and hushed whiteness, a darkening of scars, a darkening of scars. I climb up Wicker Hill, saddened by the scene. Dark islands in the bay lie still, sea is gray and mean. The sea is gray and mean.
Was Old Man Ludica from Chester, Nova Scotia, with Wake Up Hill. It's off his live album that he recorded at the Chester Playhouse in 2017, though it's originally off his 2008 album, Proof of Love. Before that, we heard Stan Rogers with Barrett's Privateers off the 1979 album, Between the Breaks Live. And before that, Pete Seeger, Brother Kirk, Big Bird and the Sesame Street Kids with Sweet Rosie Ann. We'll hear one now from Kimiko Yokoi. She was a Japanese folk singer who began performing in the 1960s and is known particularly for her anti-war protest songs. She recorded this one, Hanoi Where Bougainvillea Flowers Bloom, live in North Vietnam, and it's from her 1974 album Singing to Hanoi.
Aida wa Hi, Winnipeg. This is Sean Henderson, and you're listening to Barking Dog on CKUW 95.9 FM.
The landlords and the government would have you living in a tent. They charge the most colossal rent and bow down to the vultures. A couple and an average wage can't afford the cheapest place. It's like a slap across the face. They look after their own. The will to build for the